Welcome to Conspiracy Beer Me. I'm Justin.
I'm Shane.
And you are listening to the podcast that is making conspiracies fun again. Today, to the Bat Cave is our topic.
Oh, hell yeah.
An exploration of cave science, bats, and COVID.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, back on the COVID.
Hope John Stewart's listening.
Yeah, he's doing all right.
Yeah.
I'm drinking a Back to Basics IPA from Hop Fly Brewery.
Mm-hmm. Delicious. I'm drinking their High Time Vienna Lager. Quite tasty. This may be up next to my favorite. What's the other one that's my favorite? The Crunch Time?
Crunch Time Lager's great. Their lagers are good, but this is a really good IPA. 7%, which I'm trying to cut back on my alcohol after this weekend. It was a doozy of a...
Yeah.
Just a great weekend of just inebriation.
Yeah, that's good, yeah.
And that was really fun. I had a blast.
Yeah, I drank too much as well.
Yeah, it was good. And some of that was just, I just was on a high since Thursday with the live stream.
Yeah, that was a ton of fun. Thank you to all who tuned in. That was probably one of our best episodes ever.
Yeah, it was fun. I was laughing the whole time. We had a live audience both on the stream but also in the studio. And we'll do, I don't think you'll be able to find the stream on Moment when you're hearing this,
but
we will make it available in some form or fashion. It might be for patrons, so if you're not a patron, join.
Yeah.
If you are a patron, thank you. Mm-hmm. And also, if you're a patron, really, we had so much fun having people in the studio that we really want. If you're in the Raleigh area or you're coming through town, we'd love to have you for an episode because it really made it a lot of fun.
Yeah, it changes the dynamic. Yeah. It's interesting. It's like when it's just you and me, it's pretty low energy. Just mostly on my part, you're always the same, but I'm like, I need like multiple people to be able to be riffing. And then, and then you get a guest in that helps. And then when you have an audience,
watch out. Cause it's sort of like, you know, it's like the Zoom shows, comedy shows we were doing. Like you don't know when you're funny, but when you have an audience, you're like, oh, that was okay.
Yeah, that was funny.
But you know, so it was great.
Yeah, it was great.
So join the Patreon, more live streams coming.
Also available on Spotify Premium. Same content, same price.
You get bonus episodes. Yeah. And we've got a series on Time Life Books coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Really fun. So that's all that is
worth
talking about, except our guest, a repeat offender to the studio here for this Conspiracy Beer Me. Pa, welcome back, our buddy. He's a local comic. He's funny. His name is Alex Hofford. Welcome.
Nice.
What up, dude?
What up?
You drinking the same Vienna Lager.
Prost. I am having the Vienna Lager as well.
It's good, right?
Yeah. It's very good, very smooth.
Vienna.
It is high time that I had a nice, refreshing beverage from Hopfly, and it's hit
the
spot.
Great. Yeah. It's a real, it's an easy side trip off the Interstate 95 in Rocky Mount or Charlotte, so please check them out.
Absolutely. Highly recommended.
How are you doing?
Doing well, man. Just hanging in there. Like, thanks for having me on. Appreciate it. Just three timers club.
Hell yeah.
Feel honored to
you
be.
You get the green jacket.
On.
Yeah, you get that now.
Sweet. There,
we should probably have saved that for like on 20 times because it's getting real expensive.
Yeah, it's really pricey. The Masters has a lot more budget than we do.
You guys also shot for the moon with like the varsity jackets.
Yeah,
and, like, leather sleeves, but they're, like felt metal.
Yeah,
it was very weird.
Yeah, that's our solution. Everything's just throw money at something.
It's working.
And I tell you, it's...
there's anything that Silicon Valley's taught me, it is spend like regardless of anybody.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's what's so funny about all those Silicon Valley bankruptcies is like the day before they just lose everything, they're like playing carbon fiber foosball tables and Like they're just throwing money. Like,
they show up for onboarding, and they already, like, oh, what's your hand size? We're going to get you a custom paddle.
Yeah.
Make sure you can hit the table hard.
Yeah, then the next thing you know, it's like, they're out of money. Like, I wonder why.
Yeah, well, you know? Like I've said many times on this pod, the greater the perks, the worse the work.
That's pretty true, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point. If you have, like, a company cafeteria with, like, a sushi chef from Japan who lives on-premise... your job is not stable.
No, it's not at all sustainable.
I would say the bar for entry or non-entry is a smoothie bar. You know, like if you like, we have everything, we stock it every day. It's like that's a lot of produce.
That is.
If I've watched the news, it's more expensive now.
Yeah. Unless you're buying those ugly fruits that they sell.
It's true, which most of us should do.
Yeah, we should.
What is the ugly fruit?
It's just the non-visually appealing fruit.
Oh, that's what they sell at the farm.
Yeah, they sell bent carrots.
Little lumpy
Manners. I prefer that. It's like the Island of Misfit Fruit.
Yeah, well, that's Misfit is the name of the company, I think, isn't it? Something
it's
like
probably
that.
Less GMO and less organically. I mean, less,
or is it inbred fruit? That's why they're all fucked up.
Hey,
does it taste?
I'm a banana.
I'm a potato.
Wait, this got real dicey real quick, man.
We're talking about fruits.
Well, that's even
from places.
Yeah,
we're definitely not calling anybody a fruit.
No, nope, not at all.
And Shane did also say potato. I just want to say that we were talking about fruit, and Shane said potato.
I don't know the difference.
Potato, tomato, who cares?
Potato, potato.
Well, here's a question for you guys.
Okay.
Are you familiar with the... I'm pivoting to the topic.
Yeah, I figured.
It's a lengthy one. Pretty seamless segue.
Yeah, I don't need... I don't like seams. Keep the seams out of my talks, man.
I don't know, man. I like a direct connection. I like to see where it starts.
Like a well-made Patagonia jacket. No seams, no leaks. What do you guys, know about the lab leak theory?
Yes.
We discussed it. Honestly, if you want me to be really frank, we were one of the very first podcasts to really say we should look into this Wuhan coronavirus factory, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And it made a lot of sense to us that it was probably had something to do with that.
Sure.
Now, what happened, if you recall, is that as COVID moved from China to the rest of the world, particularly the United States, the Wuhan lab leak allegation got wrapped up into a sort of racist,
sure,
like the Kung, they called it the Kung Flu.
Oh, I think that was just Trump, I think, right? Isn't he?
I don't think I think he steals most of his best material.
Oh, maybe.
Honestly, I didn't
think. Definitely, it rhymes. It has a nice rhythm to it.
Yeah.
We're going for it.
Yeah, makes you think of flowy pants.
Honestly, it wasn't the worst thing. I mean, the reason that it was controversial, I think, was because by associating the virus with China and making it a Chinese problem, I think people thought that Americans would not take it as seriously.
Oh, maybe, yeah.
So it had a hint of xenophobia. I just never thought it was like, look, Trump said some racist things that we can go after him for.
Yeah.
Calling it the Kung Flu, honestly, was a little, that was kind of a, you could hear that at any open mic in America.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah,
and, like,
sure,
it would get laughs.
I've never heard a joke go from open mic to the national stage faster.
Yeah, it was a pretty.
Like, everybody was on the same page with that. Yeah. Not everybody, but, like,
most.
All the low-hanging fruit comics were like, oh, God, this is good. So
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
Just
yeah,
like, oh, dating's weird. Yeah. Kung Flu.
Kung Flu.
There's no vetting on the way to the White House.
None.
No vetting. Well,
so the reason I bring that up is because here's a quote, 2020, from a group of scientists who condemned the Wuhan lab theory. Like, we stand together to strongly condemn conspiracy theories suggesting that COVID-19 does not have a natural origin.
Wow. Okay.
So their point is, you're blaming a lab. Mm-hmm. A lab that experimented with novel pathogens, including the coronavirus, and made them resistant to lots of things that viruses should kill off a virus. They were creating super viruses. But any indication that that was the source they considered to be racist and a conspiracy theory, that was 2020. Now here we are in 2023,
mm-hmm,
and many people, new intelligence has prompted the Department of Energy to say with moderate certainty that the China lab leak theory is where the virus came from.
Wow. Mm.
The FBI has concluded with moderate confidence that the virus first emerged accidentally from the Wuhan Institute of Virology. And now there are other agencies that say we have not seen intel. We do not think there is evidence to say definitively it came from that. At least to some point, people are saying we're not ruling it out.
Yeah. Whereas before, it was a hard, don't even say it or else you're getting banned on YouTube and all the platforms.
Yeah, and I had a really good discussion with some people recently who were anti-mask, anti-vaccination. In a lot of ways, some of the things that they were saying are now like, well, that's probably right. Like, mm-hmm, the masks didn't do a lot. in the situations that most people wore them. The masks that people wore weren't really effective. But my point was, is like, in a pandemic with a novel pathogen, you probably take the most conservative approach.
Right, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right? Americans are really stupid. And so at the time, I think in the war rooms that they were sitting in, they were probably like, yeah, it might help a little bit. It's not going to do much. And somebody's like, well, something's better than nothing. And they're like, let's just go with that.
Sure.
Let's keep it simple. Let's not try to make it where people can use discretion in outdoor settings. And you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So now, like, I think some of it is just like now we're able to, like, learn a bit, and we're not, our hospitals aren't full. Things are starting to change a bit. And one thing that's changing is they're saying, well, yeah, maybe it did come from this Wuhan lab. Somehow got released and got infected into an animal, and somebody ate it at a, one of those things called a wet market.
Wet market, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
These markets are so wet.
Just drippy wet.
Dude, you just slip it on the floor.
Slip and slide markets is more like it.
Yeah. Yeah, what makes them so wet? Just the food?
Blood.
I think whenever I heard the term wet market initially, and probably still, the first thought that pops in my head is just rain. It's just raining. Like, people still have to sell stuff, though.
Yeah, you can't.
But it's just raining through, like, the city market.
Yeah. Like that. And, like, 1865.
There's always a splish splash of puddles.
Sure.
What I thought a wet market.
Real slow, like Chinese movie rain.
Yeah. Exactly. Like neon lights, you know, like a Tokyo alleyway where it's, like, raining down. Like,
yeah, that's like China.
Exactly. Yeah. Guy's punching the rain with his fist, and you can see each drop.
Yeah.
Or in this case, bats for set.
Bats.
Yeah, and in the reflection of each drop is the sad eyes upside down of every animal getting ready to be sold.
Mm.
It's a happy place.
Yeah.
Except a flock of white doves just getting released in the background.
Fun story.
That's a cool movie.
Yeah.
I Googled my name once, because everybody has.
Yeah, we all have. Yeah. I've Googled your name.
There's another Alex Hofford.
Yeah.
He's a Dutch photographer. And he does wildlife advocacy photos. So there was, like, one photo set that he had where it was, like, a shark fin wet market where they were selling shark fins for shark fin soup. And I got hit up on Facebook, like, a decade ago asking if I could speak at, like, some college for conservation
in
California. I wish I would have been, like, present of mind and just been like, yeah, totally, I'll come out there. Like, I'm not the guy.
That would have been so funny.
But, like, yeah, it's so insane, like, how prevalent they are and just the multitude of things that you could find at these places, too. You got, like, the pangolins?
Yeah, Pat was just thinking about pangolins.
What is that?
The armored shell, like, rodent, marsupial?
They look kind of like armadillos.
But, like, they're being killed off for their scales. Because, dragon scales, like, they think it has, like, medicinal properties or something.
I thought
like
it was,
that.
Like, a Shaolin penguin, like a real martial artsy penguin.
So it's actually the sequel to Kung Fu Panda.
Penguin.
It's called Kung Flu Panda.
Oh no!
Oh god! This is going on the Patreon.
Well, we're gonna make that out of context too. So it's just like, why did Alex even say that?
Dude, it's still a video.
Shangolin.
Alex really likes his job. Let's change that.
Yeah. Okay.
Matt. Well, you brought the wet market up, and most people think that if it did spread from natural origins, it was either from a bat or from eating a bat. And that's what I was interested in, because I was like, how come bats are always the culprit here?
Yeah, why is that?
And the theories behind it blew my mind.
Okay,
you know, the bat and its place in the mammal kingdom, or the mammal, what are we, a group,
phylum?
Class,
mammalia,
phylum?
Yeah,
and what are we, a kingdom, phylum,
kingdom,
order?
Class, order, genus, species.
I think we're a class.
Okay.
No, I think that's too high up.
I don't know enough about this to
me neither.
Okay. I'm gonna go to the class.
Okay.
Yep.
What's after class? A phylum.
Kingdom, phylum,
lunch,
class,
recess?
Order.
I think we're order.
Order.
We're order of mammals. I'm gonna go with order.
Okay. Sure.
I think class is like vertebrates.
I'm just gonna go with phylum.
There you go. That's plants, but that's cool.
Sounds good to me.
Yep. No. Because there's kingdom, which is animals or plants. Kingdom, phylum.
Oh, right. Oh, right. Yeah.
And that's like animals. There's like.
What was the acronym Kings Play Chess on Fiberglass Stools? Is that what that is?
King Foss?
Yeah.
No.
Kingdom, phylum,
King
class,
George
order.
Came over from Germany sick.
Oh, okay. you know, do you get that learn this stuff in school?
My
please
very
excuse
educated
my dear Aunt Sally.
There you go. That's it. Yeah.
These things are great. You remember them though, right?
I love it. Yeah.
Yeah.
50 years
Roy
later.
G. Biv.
Yep.
Okay. Well, whatever mammals are, lots of animals carry virus.
Yeah.
I mean, mosquitoes,
sloths, mm-hmm. in their fur.
And the, mm-hmm. you know, the malaria is carried by mosquitoes. Pigs can carry certain flus. Ducks, mm-hmm. Birds, a lot of bird flus out there.
Mad yes. cow disease.
Oh, yeah. But the slutty animals are the worst.
Mad cow disease. What is?
The sluttier animals.
Sluttier.
Yeah, they're more likely to pick something.
I think it's.
they're just out there in the streets. Yep. Or
I think it's dirty animals.
Slinging that wet market.
Dirty animals. Animals that like our blood, particularly,
yeah. mm-hmm.
and that's that. I think that's just, and also flying animals. I mean, animals are the real problem.
Yeah, and bats are all three of those.
Yeah, they really are. They're
triple threat.
Yeah.
So, but the thing about bats is bats carry thousands upon thousands of viruses without any danger to themselves.
Oh, they're just holding on.
They
just carrying
can
it?
Sit there with the most deadly viruses you can imagine. Just carry them for a long, long period of time.
They're like pigeons of death.
Yeah.
They're the death pigeons, which is an awesome.
That's a great metal
weapon.
Band name.
Yeah, that's
right?
Yeah.
It sounds more like a parody metal band.
Yeah, like it's
like it'd be like the Death Clock or
good.
Or
oh yeah, yeah.
Good.
What a the Metalocalypse
oh, yeah,
stuff,
yeah.
just like whatever that
or
yeah.
Five Finger Pigeon Punch. it's my favorite band.
So the problem with bats is not that they're aerial. It's not that they carry just thousands upon thousands. They can carry thousands upon thousands of viruses.
Mm-hmm.
But they also live predominantly in caves, which are the most dangerous place in the world.
Yeah.
I mean, for many, many reasons. We talked about this recently, is that if you took a map of the U.S. and you put the caves, areas where there's, you know, extensive caves, and then you overlaid that with, like, paranormal sightings and missing persons. They track perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, caves are very, very strange and very weird. But as a scientific fact, they also house lots and lots of the most dangerous viruses in the world.
There's some cave I saw on Reddit the other day that was like, oh, we talked about this. We're going to talk about it.
All
right.
Yeah,
I'll hold off.
The Kitum Cave.
Yeah, Kitum. Good name.
Kitum, yeah. Lots of these viruses. In fact, the group of scientists went to a cave in Borneo, which is an island in the Pacific,
mm-hmm.
and they went to this cave called Gamatong, studied it. They found 48 never-discovered-before viruses in that cave.
Yeah.
This is like in the last year or so. They were like, we're going to go check this cave out and see what we find. 48 new viruses. Many of which were SARS-related, like COVID-like viruses, just lurking in there. Now, it's not likely that a human being is going to catch, because we don't go into caves, and even once you go in, the chances of you being exposed to that virus, contracting it, and then spreading it are somewhat rare.
Mm-hmm.
But some scientists say, well, it's just a ticking time bomb. It's just because more and more people are doing this eco travel, more people want to go to caves, more caves are being opened up. It's a matter of time before more of these viruses get loose. And they're really, really scary. Like in 1980, a Frenchman visited this cave in Kenya called the Kitum Cave. So he goes in, spectacular visit, wowed by it all. 7 days later, he has a headache. Then he gets a fever. Then he starts vomiting uncontrollably.
Oof.
And he's like, I'm not well. I need to get to a hospital. So he takes a flight. As he's like, this is like day 8 or 9.
Mm-hmm.
His whole face starts to droop, like sag off his body, oof. Like all everything. And he turns yellow.
Oh, God.
When he was on the plane, he was coughing up like black tar-like liquid. And like I think of it as like the X-Files black oil. Like he's right?
It's probably just his lungs eating themselves, and it's probably just blood clots.
Just
yummy.
Or airline food, am I right, guys?
Yeah, am I right? Yeah.
Well, he gets to Nairobi, And he's bleeding out of like all his orifices at this point. Mm-hmm. Just uncontrollable nose bleeding.
Oh, don't
bleeding.
Get the chicken. Get the pork.
Yeah.
Chicken's no good.
No good.
It's turned.
Who farted?
And then there's somebody in the front row just bleeding black down their lips. And it's like, I liked it. I would recommend the chicken.
I don't know, guys. I'll have yours if you don't want to finish
it. I like it.
Well, he gets off the plane and he manages to flag a cab down who surprisingly takes him as a fare to the hospital and actually helps him into the hospital.
That,
like, that cab driver, that's a good dude.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like if you called a Lyft in Raleigh and you showed up with a uncontrollable bleeding out of your orifices coughing up black, you're not getting a lift.
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah, it's like, why do you need to go to the hospital? Says you want to go to the hospital. It's like,
I only got to take one of my kids in that
state. I just forgot my paperwork there. And I gotta,
that's when you
gotta go.
Tell them you're going to the restaurant across the street from the hospital. Then they're not. Then they're just like, oh, this guy clearly is going out to eat. Nothing's wrong with him.
They couldn't notice the bloody anus.
Yeah, yeah.
Why does this guy really want to go to the Mongolian barbecue in front of the hospital?
Yeah, maybe
he's already bleeding out of his face.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, he doesn't need to go to the Mongolian barbecue.
No.
Well, the long story short is that he got to the waiting room and died in the waiting room like 10 days after
Damn.
He was exposed to this thing. The virus had killed off its host and then went looking for another person, infected another person. And like the death, they figured out what this virus was eventually. It has a death rate of like 80%. It's horrific.
Hmm.
And it's like the scientists went into the cave because then like 2 weeks later, a kid went in the cave and got the same thing.
Oh, shit.
And they went into it. They could not find it anywhere.
Get out here, you virus.
Yeah, yeah.
Get out here. We need you.
Well, you got to sneak up on it.
The problem is that there's millions of bats in this cave. And they just shit in this big pile.
Oh yeah, guano. Yeah.
It's like they say it's like a 9-10 foot deep pile of guano.
Yeah, just toxic sludge. Yeah.
Yeah, they say it smells like old socks and rancid cheese.
Have you been to Alcatraz before?
I have been to Alcatraz.
Do you remember the smell of how bad it smelled because all the bird shit everywhere? It stinks so bad.
You don't think that was from the prisoners?
No, they've been out there a while.
I mean, so they say.
Yeah. No, it was definitely just bird shit.
There is a lot. Yeah, it does stink out there.
Yeah.
It's also like just like sometimes being at sea is sort of kind of romantic and smells sort of salty in a breeze. And sometimes being out at sea smells like shit.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes
it's a real shit smell out in that bay.
Yeah, it is. How you doing, Alex? Yeah,
I'm great. holding up well.
Like it in this.
He's holding the throw up in.
I'm just like, oh, man.
You're grossed out.
I get grossed out when I see, like, bird shit on my windshield.
Oh, right, yeah,
but
yeah.
Bird shit grosses you out, huh?
It looks like Manny.
Well, yes, and Shane knows I have a very long, storied hatred of mayonnaise. Mm-hmm. I also, when I was a kid, bird shit got into my mouth while I was riding my bicycle.
Wow.
That's awful, dude.
Yeah,
it was. And pee, because it comes together.
Yep.
Did you ever find that bird and kick its ass?
No, but I've been killing every single one.
You just kill birds?
Yeah.
Dude, I mean.
Childhood trauma's a bitch.
Dude, it sucks, man.
What'd it taste like?
I don't know, man.
Like, don't make me live this.
My therapist hasn't even been able to get that information out of me, dude.
Fair enough.
I took like a big long pole and I just stuffed it in the back of my brain. It's like, no, you'll not see the daylight.
That's really bad, man.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh. I don't think I've ever known anything. Only thing I've ever, man, I'm embarrassed to admit this. I didn't do it, but I was around when it happened.
No.
There was this kid in my neighborhood named Chucky. Who would eat anything?
Red hair,
knife.
Yeah,
fucking freak.
The Barnes family, and Chucky Barnes was the youngest, and they did the old turd in a hot dog bun and made.
Oh my god,
gave it to him.
That's a thing people would do.
What the fuck?
I've never even heard of this. Also, hot dogs and turds look very different.
I mean, yeah, but not to like.
Oh, burnt this one.
Yeah,
not where they get it from.
And he
roast
was like
grill?
Five
yeah.
or six.
Yeah,
I did not
they got
do
the most
it.
Burnt.
I did see the guy pooping into His brother was
so
holding
crazy.
And he laid it right into the.
It's a different time,
dude. The closest
78 or nine.
So glad this is going to be on a podcast. My brother and I, we were growing up. My grandfather had a pond behind his house. We go up there every summer, go swimming and stuff. I took a shit while I was in the pond.
Oh, dropping hot snakes.
Oh yeah,
dropping,
yeah.
But it floated to the top. So then me and my brother spent the afternoon jumping off of a raft trying to jump on it and break it apart.
Oh, wow.
So you wouldn't see. So
you were just trying to sink the turd.
So it was a very formative memory of mine. Oh, and I told my brother about that. He's like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, don't you try to tell me that didn't happen, because that happened, dude.
Oh, my God.
I was there for that. It was my turn.
Man,
that's so funny.
I guess while we're so telling gross. Shit stories... I went to Puerto Rico with this ex.
And we wonder how we got COVID.
I know, right?
You know
I tried to break the turd up by jumping on.
Real wet market going on over there, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, I went to Puerto Rico once with this ex-girlfriend, and at one point we were like in the southwestern side of the island. Someone was like, you guys should go out on this boat. It's like a little 10-minute ride to this other island, which is just awesome. It's just like everyone goes out there to swim and party, and it's beautiful snorkeling. And so we went out there on this little ferry boat ride, and the ferry just goes back and forth all day. And we set up, and some people are – it's really cool. There's like two kind of islands, and in between is this canal that of water that just – the ocean kind of just pushes water through.
Oh, so it's kind of like Masonboro Island, where you get a real strong current at the end of it.
Yeah, like what people will do is they'll get tubes and go to the top of the island and just float down. It's like a lazy river.
Okay.
Really fun. And I'm like, hey, Shelly, which is the girl's name, I was like, I have to take – even just travel poop, you know. Just like, I have not pooped in days. It's finally hit me. I run to the ferry, and it's just left. Oh, so I'm like – 10-ish minutes over, 10, like, and I'm like, there's no bathroom here. And I was like, I don't know what to do. So I ran to the island, and I waded out as far as I could, and I just defecated in the ocean. And I was like, thank God.
You're like, take that, Mother Earth.
Yeah, I was like, oh, God. I was like, so glad I didn't crap my pants.
I mean, that is nature's septic tank.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And I didn't think anything of it. And then I walked back to the island and then along the canal, and I realized that the prevailing...
Everyone on the dock is like, it's him. That's the guy.
No, thank God, because the prevailing currents swept my turd pile in a nice uniform pattern into the canal.
Oh, no.
And everyone was pointing at it, including me, going like, who would do this?
Who would do that?
Yes.
This is disgusting. And I'm yelling in like...
You have to be like, oh, my
God. I was
God.
Like, oh, there was a guy. They were speaking lots of things in
Spanish.
Must
have been a bird. You see that big bird that flew by?
Oh, my God. It's so gross. No, I didn't cop to that. Man. I wasn't going to get killed on an island.
That's hilarious.
Well, in any case, more recently, September 2021... Scientists in Laos, a cave in Laos, is that right? Laos?
Yeah, Laos.
Laos. They found three new coronaviruses in Laos in a cave. Like, they found them, and these things are like 96.8% identical to the coronavirus that just swept through the world. And they were just like, we're going to go to Laos and find them. Now, China, by the way, has been doing the same thing. And part of the finding in Laos led some people to say, ha, see, we told you natural origin. This thing could have come from nature. The lab leak theory people are sort of like, doesn't really move the needle much, because it could be a combination of two theories, right? Something could have gotten out of the lab and then into nature, or, you know, like...
Or through their studies, they found a natural origin or something, and then they weaponized it.
Then they weaponized it and... made it stronger or more virulent or more whatever. It could be
vaccine resistant, whatever it may be.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. So it could be that. And these two viruses, the ones in the Laotian cave and then the one in the lab, they say roughly 30 years evolution different.
Oh, crazy.
But which one was more advanced? The lab one?
The lab one was 30 years. Was from a lab.
So that's the thing, but that's like it's like a GMO of a virus.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly,
that's right. It is. I do think these new ones, by the way, are called banal coronavirus.
Oh, you get it in your ass?
No, but that's how they found
banal?
It.
Banal?
Oh.
Banal. No,
I heard it different.
Well, no, you heard it right, because
you heard
it's bat
like everybody
anal.
Else
bat anal. They found it. They swabbed the anus of bats wow. for testing, and so these are bat anus.
Bat anus.
That's a tough one, man.
Banal. There we go.
What variety of coronavirus did you get? The bat anus.
Yeah. Oh, Batman.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. I see you fed by coronavirus.
Go, go, bat anal Schwab.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, here's where I... Where
gee willikers, Batman!
Here's where all of this is interesting, is because no one really knows where viruses come from. There's theories on where viruses come from, but there's no definitive scientific or medical evidence for where they come from.
Interesting. So no one knows why they're here and why they evolved.
Nobody knows why they evolved or why they're here. Hmm. That's not 100% true, but when we're talking about like coronaviruses and things, that is true. Okay. In fact, we do know that there are way more viruses. In some sense, they're not really living things, but if you think of them as a living thing, they're the most prevalent living thing on this planet.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
In many ways, this is their planet.
Yeah,
100%.
We're the virus.
Oh, man.
They're not the virus. This is their planet. And up in our atmosphere, I didn't know this, there's what they call the virosphere. It's a circling cloud of viruses that is raining down on us at all times. They just did an experiment, and they said that there are Earth drops about 800 million viruses on every square foot of the Earth every single day.
So you can catch cold just being out in the rain.
Out in the rain. You could, in
cold.
Theory.
Yeah, it's cold.
That's why they call it cold.
Yeah, that's right.
Every
yeah,
square yeah. meter of Earth gets about 800 million viruses dropped on it every single day.
Wow.
That is, I mean, it's just a swirling mass of
how they get up there.
That's the thing. They don't yeah. know. some people
that's why
think
they say
it
bless
is,
you because they go up to heaven.
Yeah.
So there's three theories. Okay. Theory one is it's some sort of terrestrial, somehow they get swept up in winds or something. Second one is it's from the ocean. They evaporate out of the ocean and they end up in the atmosphere and they pull up in this virus sphere. It's like slightly above where commercial planes
thank goodness
fly. Third theory is what's called panspermia.
Oh, yeah. We've talked about panspermia.
Panspermia, yeah. So you know what panspermia is? I know it sounds like you just came in a pan.
I would like you to elaborate. Sir.
Since the 5th century-ish, there has been a theory that life on Earth, and particularly viruses, originate outside of our planet.
I was going to say, when this was originally broached a few moments ago, I mean, I want to say that I've heard this based in some sort of scientific fact, but I know I've definitely seen it in a science fiction movie, like an asteroid or a comet comes in, and there's virus attached to that that's not terrestrial at all. And then it interacts with our environment, goes from there, turns into Superman.
Yeah. Yes, that's correct.
Or ladies, super ladies.
Super lady, whatever.
Super non-gendered.
That's right.
Just super. You know
just
what?
Super.
Just super,
super
people.
Person. Super.
Yeah. Hey, look, it's super.
Hey, soup. Yeah, so the most current theory, which is still not widely accepted among scientists, but it's accepted enough that people aren't saying, like, let's rule it out, is that the space dust, which is all over the universe, is carbon-bearing in that it gets blasted to the Earth by radiation pressure.
Okay.
Which makes some sense. I just saw today, actually, that they've been looking at the cross-section of trees, and they're realizing how often we get blasted by radiation.
Oh, really?
Way more. And they're like, it's not even from the sun. It's from something outside of our solar system.
Oh.
Which is crazy.
And what's it doing to us?
Well, potentially bringing massive amounts of dust, carbon-bearing.
But the radiation isn't doing anything necessarily.
No, it's not. By the time it gets here, it doesn't really do much.
Okay.
But it's enough pressure to push things from outside of our galaxy in, you know, into, you know, think of like, you know, like when you see an atomic bomb go off and then there's
the shockwave
and it has that sort of
It's a reverberating effect.
Yeah, and yeah, it has that dust cloud that sort of like a wave almost.
It's the sound wave that follows. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, like that's that. You just have the space dust, which is again can carry these viruses from all over the universe.
Dude. Man,
and I'm obviously not scientifically educated or anything like that, but you would think in space the only force that truly exists is gravity, right?
And yeah. So I mean, there's solar winds,
but
yeah,
but generated from either fusion reactions, like a sun or solar system, whatever, or to the point right now is like, yeah, if there was some sort of black hole or a star imploded or even like a big comet hit another something out in the, like what stops that wave from going out? Like
nothing.
Here we have air friction and like resistance
nothing.
And
it goes
resistance.
On for a long, long
so, but
time.
But like, yeah, there's nothing to hold it back other than gravity and presumably.
Right.
So it's like, to your point, yeah, they could very... Who's to say it's not like solar systems away eons ago?
Yeah.
And it's just now catching up with us.
Yeah, because they are very primordial, right? Aren't the way viruses are structured? They're very like ancient types of
they're very
like,
old.
Structures.
Yes, very old structures. And so these guys who wrote the book basically on this theory, Edward Steele, and I only wrote this down because I'm going to mispronounce it, which now seems a little racist that I say it that way, is Chandra Wickramasinghe.
Sandra W. Yeah,
I didn't. I just knew it was a hard name to pronounce. I didn't think about it being culturally.
It doesn't seem. You tried your best.
Yeah, and it doesn't seem racist to me because I can't tell where this person's from.
Wickramasinghe.
Yeah. Now, if you put a picture on the TV, that's way weirder.
Well, they suggest that COVID-19 arrived on a meteor, which was actually spotted over the city of Songjin in northeast China in October 11, 2019. So they're saying this kind of coronavirus is exactly what we've been talking about.
Yeah.
The panspermia.
Yeah.
Panspermia.
Literally.
But are you saying that to that theory that COVID, like, because it landed in China, what if the lab or scientists or whatever were like, let's get on that. We found this virus. We weaponized it. We took it to the next level. Like, just like the idea of like going into a cave. I mean, like.
Could be. Yeah. I mean, again, I think that
I just want to believe that it came from space and then, like, fucked up the whole world.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's the cleanest.
Yeah.
Sort of, like.
Well, no one's to blame.
No one's to blame.
Yeah, yeah.
It's literally, it's aliens, like, it speaks to the natural order of things.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Well,
it'd be great if
it would take weight off my shoulders. People have been blaming me for this shit for years. I'm like, it was not me. I don't even eat bat.
You know, I have a lot of people who meet you for the first time, Shane. They're like, I don't know a lot about that guy, but I have a feeling he did COVID.
He did. They did do
he
COVID.
Did
He's
do it.
Patient zero.
Yeah, yeah.
You got a real patient.
Yeah, patient and doctor.
Well, the other part of this that I think is interesting is not only the idea that viruses came from outer space, which seems scientifically plausible at least, but what about bats?
Space bats?
Well, think about it for a second. If you look at the species of bats, and there's thousands of species, but if you think about the class of bats, like
phylum.
It's got to be further down.
Nah, dude, it's phylum.
Well, they're the oddest mammal in the world. Bar none, hands down.
You think?
Fuck a platypus.
No, dude, platypus.
No way, no.
By far. They have poison barbs on their flippers.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
Okay, listen, first of all, bats. Only mammal that can
fly. You know
fly.
What? Actually, you look up a pangolin after we're done.
Yeah.
You told me that's not the
weirdest. Yeah, that thing is weird.
You told me that's not the weirdest fucking thing you've ever seen in your life.
They're the only mammal that can fly.
Okay.
The only one, which is, now there are thousands of bats, but.
Tom Cruise,
that's
working
true.
On it.
They're all very similar. They range in size from like the bumblebee bat, which is about
hummingbird.
The size of
hummingbird
bat.
Oh, yeah.
Something like that, but yeah,
but it's very
tiny.
Small.
Yeah, but it's a hummingbird bat, but it is the size of a bumblebee. They should have named it different.
Oh,
it's
boy.
A weird thing.
Dude, scientists?
They
licking toads?
I know.
They're just like, oh, we're going to.
And that was like a husband wife who discovered it, and they just were like fighting about the name.
Oh, yeah.
And well, then they get as big as a 6-foot wingspan.
Okay,
that's a pretty damn big bat.
Big hummingbird.
Yeah. Well, they live all over the world. Here's what I think is crazy: they've been around since before the dinosaurs. They're older than
really?
Dinosaurs. Yes, Bats are some of the oldest.
Crazy.
Well, it's because they have that like armor of viruses.
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
They're wearing well, protection at all times.
That's. I think that's part of it. I think it's more that they live in caves, which I want to talk about in a second. They have no evolutionary relatives. There is no evolutionary chain. It's like bats appear. We have nothing before. They don't think they're related to anything else. Some people are like, well, moles.
They haven't even evolved for sight, right? They've had to rely on echolocation this entire time.
They're one of the very, very few land animals that uses echolocation.
Great. So they're like octopi.
They're like octopi in that, like.
They're so bizarre.
They're so bizarre. Like, people say, like, well, they're just flying mice. And they're like, scientists are like, they're nothing like mice.
Yeah, yeah.
That's just an easy way to classify them. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're more than that. They're deeper.
Yeah,
they're deeper.
If you get past the armor of the viruses.
Yeah.
They are extremely intelligent. Maybe as intelligent than dolphins, or maybe even more intelligent.
Have you seen
than
a
dolphins.
Batman movie? They swirl around him every time he goes down in the cave. Yeah,
they know he's
meant for bigger things.
I'll say this. They are at least as smart as your household pets, dogs and cats, which...
I can see
that. We consider those pretty smart. They can be trained. They can play. They enjoy self-play. They're very interactive, very social creatures. And this is the one that blows my mind. They live for 30 years on average.
Holy shit.
Yo.
The oldest bat ever was 41 years old.
Wow.
But usually the rule is the smaller, the shorter lifespan. Mm. Bigger, you live longer. Bats, they're like, we don't understand how they live so long.
I thought it was the opposite. I thought big things live shorter.
No.
Really?
That's just humans because our bodies break down.
Oh, okay.
We live, but we're big. We're big in the scheme of animals.
Sure.
And we live a long time.
Oh yeah, I guess gorillas, like gerbils live like 4 months.
Yeah, yeah. They get a cough, you throw
fast
them out
heart
the door.
Rates, yeah.
I don't know, man. I had a gerbil that lived 16 years.
Yeah,
I
bet you did. Yeah.
Every time I go out to a friend's house for the weekend, I'm like, oh my god, my gerbil's back.
Your life was a sitcom. Pets kept dying and Bill Cosby kept replacing it.
Yeah, I mean,
and a coworker told me a story about like his her brother's betta fish. It was like green growing up, and the betta fish died because that's what betta fish do. And
they're beta, they're not alpha.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Fucking cook ass bitch.
So the fish died, and the original fish was green. The dad went to go to the pet store to buy a new one to replace it, like seamlessly.
It's hard to find a green one.
Can't find a green one, so he had found a blue one. Gate put it back in the tank, and the kid starts freaking out. He's like, "Dad, my fish changed color! Fish changed color!" Like, just going nuts.
Amazing. That's awesome.
Yeah, definitely didn't
the lies
die.
You tell to kids.
Honestly, like, it's just like, look, if I'm gonna lie to him, I'm at least gonna make it fun for all of
yeah,
us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't know,
that's
dude.
Fun.
Evolution.
That's
is real.
Crazy, right? That's so funny.
Well, the aside from like living for 30 years, being extremely intelligent, flying, echolocation, all these things that like have no corollary in any other like really land mammals. The thing that fascinates me the most about bats is not just that they live in caves, but they can turn off and on their hibernation almost at will. They have this survival mechanism. I didn't write down the name because it was too hard to pronounce. And it's essentially like hibernation on command. It's not like going in for a winter time.
Oh.
It's like, I need to hibernate right now because there's been a cold snap.
It's like they have like suicidal thoughts. They're like, I don't want to die, but I just want to sleep.
Yeah,
I'm going
to sleep this off.
Yeah, yeah. We've all been there.
Yeah. It's a really, really cool adaptive feature.
Yeah.
They can also hibernate for as long as 6 months.
Okay.
So they can survive in extremely cold weather, which is, again, rare for mammals, you know, and part of that's because they find
these
caves.
They got blankets on their arms.
Yeah, they find these caves, and they can live in them, and they can at night find bugs and feed and eat within an hour, eat their weight in bugs and all these different adaptive features. And when you put all that together, it's like, what mammal is perfectly situated to space travel? A freaking bat.
Oh, shit.
Like, when you think about an asteroid, a piece of rock breaks off and goes hurling through the galaxy, you know, for months upon months till it crashes in another
just
planet.
Just riddled with bats.
Yeah, like these cave-like, you know, like even think about, like, Star Wars, like, they used to have these bat-like creatures living in these caves. But that's what it is. That's what it seems like. Yeah, you have this asteroid, and people think that bats just...
Or who's to say that the bats, as we know them, or in their form, were here? There were viruses on these asteroids and whatnot. They come here, bad heat, whatever, picks up some of the viruses, put it on their armor. They go in the caves. That's their evolutionary tactic. While, like, to us from sight, you know, they haven't evolved at all. But what they've really done is adapted because of the viruses that they've been getting or harboring. Eons.
Maybe it affected them differently. Like,
because if you think about it, meteor came to Earth, killed off all the dinosaurs. But you're saying that the bats were here ever since then, in basically the form that we know them as.
Yes.
Mm. So again, to your point, they survived crazy temperatures. In this case, it was like super hot, then super cold because the sun is blacked out.
They're like tardigrades.
Yeah.
But with wings.
Yeah.
And they essentially live. They essentially can live and thrive in complete darkness, which is also exactly what you find in most of outer space, right? Yeah. Like an area where the temperatures are rapidly changing or the fluctuations are insane. Caves are really, really good about stabilizing temperatures. So if you think about, like, you know, Mars, if there was any animal on Mars, I'm guessing that it's bats.
Yeah. Yeah,
we talked
about this on our last episode, just in terms of going to the moon. They think that some craters are 70 degrees temperature constantly because of just their location and how the sun hits.
Yeah, okay. So I think even on like frigid planets, there are probably some internal caves that have either warmth from the core or get radiated during the day, and like they remain stable. If something happens where the bat's like, oh shit, a cold snap, it's going to be minus 200. They can just go into this adaptive state.
Oh, yeah.
So I think there are bats elsewhere on our solar system. They're highly intelligent. I think they came here from outer space. And I think that's why they're so immune to all these viruses, because they came from the same source air. They've been evolving with these viruses for, like you said, eons. In the same way that's what you would expect for us. You would expect at this point for there not to be viruses on this planet that humans hadn't already built up herd immunity to. It's crazy to me that you would go in Laos and find 3 new coronaviruses or in Borneo.
That is crazy.
I'm thinking the opposite, though.
Yeah.
We've gotten to a point where we've nullified or mitigated all of the risk to us. We've got penicillin, we've got vaccines for blah, 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 blah. But then the only thing that will affect us is the shit we haven't seen before.
Right.
And because of that, we have no protection to it, even in the slightest sense. That's why it hits us so hard.
Yeah.
A la COVID-19.
Yeah. Okay. And if you think about this, like bats, if they're blood-sucking, or if you have creatures that are blood-sucking, or animals, bats eat mosquitoes and things like that, they're sucking up something that may have wiped out entire civilizations. And then when they are done eating those creatures, they go back to their cave and they're like, oh, we're just living our life.
They hibernate. They turn into basically petri dishes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and of course, we're not going into those caves because, one, they're scary.
They're so dark.
Really dark.
So it doesn't surprise me.
And people do that for fun.
Yeah. Dude, I've read so many horror stories on Reddit where people get trapped face down and just die.
Did you see that? Yeah, I just saw that one on Reddit where it was like, yeah, dude, some guy was like crawling into a cave system. And he was crawling in head first, but then he fell in such a way, like you could see that, like he got stuck in this like narrow part where his feet were coming out, but then there was like this big open area next to him, and the rescuers tried to. And so again, keep in mind he was stuck upside down for what was it, 48 hours or something like that? It was like 2 days. All of his fluids rushed into his head, and they couldn't get him out because of like how he was stuck down there.
Yep.
And he was in this cave and kept going. That's the thing that like. I would be like, oh, this is a weird bend. I've seen enough. I've gotten far enough. Whatever. This guy's like, nah, there's more to find.
Cave guys are.
It's crazy. Well, it's weird. I saw a map of the cave, and you basically like curve down, and then it's got like this little piece
off, like offshoot
that you're not supposed to take, and he just took it and got stuck. I'm like, that's. Hell no.
Dude, I got claustrophobic looking at the diagram.
Yeah,
like
me too.
How that guy's
it is
got
really
stuck,
tight.
Like,
it is
dude,
really.
Wild.
Those people are mentally ill that do that
they're
shit.
They're like. Yeah, there was that guy that was exploring the longest cave in the world. In South America, it's these series of like underground like lakes. They're real narrow, and you got to scuba dive because you know it's like
fuck that.
You know you got to like because it'll open up into a cap like a cavern, but then there's like water. Mm-hmm. And he kept go so he, you know the scuba tank's like 2 hours, so you go an hour, and then you got to turn around to get back on your scuba tank. So he kept pushing the limits, And because he was like, I guarantee it's like just another 5 minutes and we got it. And then he was really pressing his luck coming back a couple times. And finally he went, and he went too far. So he dropped his scuba tank, and he was like, I'll just go. And he got there.
Oh, my God.
But then, like, he's on the other side, and none of his team knows what happened to him. So he's just living on the other side of this cavern for days.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah. No thanks, dude. It's terrifying. Terrifying. That's like when those kids got trapped in that cave.
Yeah.
Hell no.
Stand By Me.
Yep.
It was good.
Yep. And everyone threw up a lot.
Yeah. The eating contest.
They
eat pie. Yeah.
Yep.
Never
really?
You never saw that documentary?
Not old like you guys.
Oh, that's right. We always forget. We do forget. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, the more I think about the whole thing, I mean,
I'm also like, I'm old.
I mean, you are old.
I should have seen this movie. I will give them an out, guys. I'm not being ageist over here.
No.
Oh, it's ageism is the last xenophobia.
It is, yeah.
It's fine.
Respect your elders, my ass.
Yeah, I like the. Here's what I like and I don't like. I like the idea that some viruses, maybe all of them, have an extraterrestrial origin. Mm-hmm. I like the idea that bats have an. I really like that theory because
yeah, cool.
It makes so much sense. Because bats are just go look at a bat.
Yeah,
it doesn't look like anything else. They're such weird animals. Mm-hmm. Kind of cute in a way.
Yeah, there's something like black labs with wings.
Yeah, I mean, it like reading all this, it makes sense to me that all this like mythology.
The bat from Ferngully.
Oh yeah,
Robin
yeah.
Williams.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Big furry bat.
Yeah,
like fruit bat, something mm-hmm. like that.
Yeah.
Was that in Ferngully?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Never in the story had a bat. Right?
I never saw it because I'm not a baby. Is that how that works? Is that how reverse ageism works?
Hey, that's reverse ageism. That's not a real thing.
Yeah.
You young fuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
You dumbass baby. What movies have you watched, you idiot baby?
But you don't even have object permanence
that's
yet.
That's right. What the hell?
Fucking idiot.
But your skull's still soft, you idiot.
Well, the thing I don't like about it, because I like all of it, is that we've talked about this so much lately, is that we have this COVID debate about the origin of COVID, whether it's a clinic or natural. And I do think people like us, honestly, a lot of reasonable people, can talk about that now mm-hmm. in a rational way and say, well, it may not be one or the other. It might be
both. I definitely
both.
Wouldn't have done this podcast if I was unemployed.
Oh, yeah, no way.
Because I would have been like, that would have been really hard to sell. But like, but to get to the point, like,
yeah.
I think we've kind of run out of, like, we've done the scientific due diligence behind this.
Yeah.
And, like, we can kind of point to things. I like how the government's just like, we're not completely certain. We don't want to completely put the fucking rubber stamp on it.
Moderately confident.
Yeah, moderate confidence.
But I hate how that debate, though, if you're, has become so tribal. It's become so red and blue. It's either like, yeah, the fucking government was lying to us. It's the Wuhan clinic, and they're fucking selling kids out of a pizza parlor. And you're like, no.
I think, the wrong people got a hold of that thread.
Yeah.
But it's like everything's like that now. And this one especially, where it's like, I would like to suggest that perhaps all of this has an otherworldly origin.
Yeah.
What I don't want is to become like a cult leader.
Yeah.
Because people are like, this guy's brilliant. I want to just have reasonable discussions about these things.
Yeah.
And I do think that this one is an actual theory that could actually have merit to it.
Yeah, it is interesting. I do like the virus from space idea.
Yeah, it's hard to imagine there's not at least a virus from space. And I thought about it, you know, like the whole premise of the X-Files, and sorry if you haven't seen it. I mean, you've had plenty of time. There's a
it's like 40 years.
Wait. Hold on.
Shut up, baby. You don't know anything about time and old TV shows.
The whole premise of the X-Files is essentially is that aliens want to take over the Earth, and they've created a virus that will kill us off. There's also the secret cabal that's working on an antidote, but all of it is spread through a black oil and then bees that are used to fertilize the anti. I can't remember if it's which part, but I also didn't know that bats are like one of the most common pollinators in the world. Like almost all of our fruit that we eat is pollinated by bats. And again, it reminded me of the X-Files in that, like, maybe the pollinator for these viruses that take over the world is bats, not bees, right? These night-dwelling, echolocation freaks of nature that are really here at the bidding of some other entity.
I just like the idea that instead of beekeepers out there, like, made it, like, the California almond supply needs bees to keep it, like, nah, dude's just rolling up with fucking cages of bats. Just letting bats out in the fields at night. He's just like, it's better when they can't see. Trust me, they treat every plant equally. They go to whatever they got to do.
You know, there's a real famous, you may be too young to know this.
Probably am.
There was a real famous World War II military strategy that involved bombing Hiroshima with bats instead of a nuclear bomb. Did you know this?
I did not.
It's a true.
Honestly, bombs. I feel like if that was something I would have heard, I would have been like, let's hear them out.
Yeah. They
didn't go well.
They took, they found these bats in this cave. There's like 15 million of these bats that live in this cave. And they would cool the cave down to force that hibernation on them. And then you could pick them like, you know, fruit off a tree. And they would harvest these bats.
Fruit bats. I get it now.
Yeah.
And then they would put them in these containers that were kept at that hibernation temperature. And then they put on them these explosives that when they woke up and flew out of the container, the charge would begin in like 30-ish minutes. Like it would explode in like 30 minutes. So the idea was that we're going to keep them cold, take them to Japan, we'll warm them up, they'll go out and they'll go roost in all the buildings in Japan, which is a completely built out of wood. And they will burn the city down. So they did all this work, and they're like, we're going to test it. And then one of the cooling systems for one of the containers failed, and all the bats woke up and flew up and burned down a military building on the base. And they're like, well, testing is good.
Well, we know the explosives work.
Yeah.
And then right as this was going on, they were like, you know, we're going to try something else. And we dropped the bomb on
them. But what about this? What if they didn't drop the atomic bombs on Hiroshima? Because that was the only, they were doing it to erase the evidence of the bats.
Oh yeah, they're like, we're real embarrassed about this, like, bat thing we did.
Guys, we only have one bomb left.
I don't know what they did with the bats, because they scrapped it. But I'm sure they didn't just go and remove all the bombs from the little tiny bombs.
Why not? I would.
I mean, you guys could be cutting some corners on that task. Just like, pretty sure I don't need to take every one of these off. What if we just...
They fly so high. It's not like everybody's going to blow up on the street.
Yeah. It's like, what's the big deal?
Man, that's wild.
We can't just let them go back to the cave with those bombs on them. It's...
Yeah, cave fires are the worst.
I mean, I think they felt like, and this is true of a lot of old stories with animals, I think they just felt like there was just, well, there's a limitless supply.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of, that was at, you know, you 100%. Heard a lot of,
yeah.
They're like, yeah, there's tons of whales in the ocean. Who cares if we kill a few thousand?
It's sorry, we put bombs
on. They'll grow back.
They will.
No problem. Well, that's the story. I'm into this one.
Yeah,
I'm
I like it.
I like space bats.
Yeah, it's fun. It's also interesting, too.
Space bats.
You mentioned, did you mention black holes earlier? Or was I just thinking?
I did.
Oh, you did. Okay. It's interesting because black holes, I think that maybe on the other side, it's just ejecting like the material it sucks in on the other side. So that's a great way to get viruses from one side of space to another.
And again, the force pushing out from these centers of black holes going in opposite directions, then you got magnetism playing a factor into it because of all the gravitational pulls. It's, you know, Neil deGrasse Tyson once said, look up.
Yeah, look up. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. He did.
Any final thoughts from the...
Yeah, I mean, I like space bats. I like this. Panspermia is much easier to...
Sounds way dirtier than it is, man.
It is.
Now you said it, and I was like,
but it is easier to digest than, this was a man-made.
It's a lot easier to digest than anything you'd find at those wet markets.
That's right.
Yeah.
But it is good that we could talk about this instead of it being like a partisan thing, because I do think that now I think both sides are able to, like, since everything's kind of settled down, like, start asking questions and not be ridiculed or blocked immediately for doing it. So I think that's good.
Yeah, that's good. I guess maybe, you know, at some point we can talk about in the pod, like, what if there's anything we learned from the fact that we would not have done this topic 2 years ago.
No.
And it was simply because, like, I mean, I still have people in my neighborhood that won't let their kids play with mine because.
Really?
I posted something a little bit, like, controversial on Facebook.
Oh, wow.
And they just wrote me off.
Crazy.
I do host a conspiracy podcast.
Sure.
As much as I tell them, no, we're not crazy. You're probably more crazy than I am.
But I am convinced bats come from space.
Yeah, I mean.
If you think about it, though, there's so many caves on those asteroids.
There are.
But it all sounds good until we talk to someone who's, like, actually
rooted in reality.
An expert. Yeah, then it's really bad.
Yeah, it's really bad
when that happens. Every time they come on, we're like, oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
What do you know? What do you know what I'm talking about? Yeah. I'm a pathologist.
Yeah.
Epidemiologist. Gosh. I know exactly what's going on.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I use the scientific method. We're like, what's that? Use the podcast method.
Yeah, I just loosely Google a few things and string it together into a good story. That's all I.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like this is a good one.
Yeah,
I'm into space. I do think the bats are from outer space. I think there's bats on Mars. I'll go down.
Nice.
And I think there's probably viruses on Mars.
Oh, definitely viruses.
So that's my final.
Okay. Yeah,
John Carpenter's Ghost from Mars. That happens.
What about you, Alex?
Yeah, what's your final thought?
I'm inclined to believe the panspermia. It's the only thing that really makes sense to me. I mean, and again, like, I've always kind of, like, felt that it had laboratory origins.
Sure.
Like, somebody took their work home with them. That's why we always say work-life balance, you know? But
hey, John, you're working a lot. If you're not careful, you're going to walk out of here with a deadly pathogen on your shoe.
Yeah.
Skipping protocol.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, you won't stamp my card for overtime.
Yeah.
Got to take this home with me. My wife's cooking dinner again. Sucks.
I wonder if we really dug into
it. It's the wettest dinner that I've ever had. Yeah.
If we dug into it, we'd find that, like, scientists have tons of viruses at their house, the way classified documents keep showing up at politicians' houses. It's like, oh, I didn't even know we took that.
Yeah, right.
Took that back
home.
Think
about it. We didn't even start washing our hands until all this shit.
I know, right? Sure, yeah.
Them door handles are worse than a bat.
I know. When he took that shit in the ocean, he didn't wash his hands at all.
It's so funny.
Dude, he's been breathing in his shit fumes for decades now.
It's hilarious to think if, like, all this out broke and then, like, two guys are like, hey, dude. Remember when we went to the wet market?
Shut
last
up, dude.
Week?
Yeah, sure. No, we said we were never going to talk about that.
I don't think we washed our hands.
Not at all.
Dude.
Of course we didn't wash our hands. That's how you stay super wet.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. That's probably what happened.
Yeah.
It's like the Hangover 4.
Yeah.
Well, this has been really fun.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thanks for coming on for the third time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll get your jacket in the mail.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Look forward to it. Where can our fans find and follow you?
You can find me on Instagram at Urgenc, URGENC. And I'm also now co-producing Neptune's Comedy here in Raleigh.
Nice.
So.
Great set of shows.
Just did your show last night.
Yes, Shane did fantastic.
Oh, thank you.
King Neptune made an appearance.
He did.
King Neptune did. Justin was on the show the month before.
Yeah, that's right.
We've had the Conspiracy Bros on there.
Yeah.
Next show, April 2nd, we're competing against Dreamville, I think.
Oh, fuck.
I think we're going to sell out.
Yeah, you might. I'm running the Charleston 10K that weekend.
Right on.
So.
Is that Dreamville's even on a Sunday, huh?
Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
And Sunday is the night that Drake is going to be here.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Can't wait to see that comedy show.
It's going to be
make fun of Drake.
Barrel of laughs.
Man, it'll be great. It'll be great.
Yeah, I'm excited. Cool. I feel like they're checking some boxes that Hopscotch is not lately, so that's good.
That's good. Well, that's great. Well, man, I'm so glad that you're on the scene and just here to be on the pod and everything that you do. And, man, very cool. We'll check out Alex on Instagram. And until then, this is Conspiracy Beer Me. I'm Justin.
I'm Shane. And this was
Alex.
Peace.